Yosef. But Yosef is no Yosef. You've got the letters already there. I mean, a person's got letters. Lamosh has got an Aleph and a Beis and a Gimel and a Dal, whatever it is, the letters, and he puts them together on Shabbos to make words. There's no Yosef Yosef. Why is that? It's right from the Gemara. That's clear from the Gemara that Kiru Oishis is not Yosef. The Yosef Yosef is to make a word, to make a letter. Just to bring letters together is not Yosef. The Kiddush actually is, but that's what comes out from Halacha. Yeah, that's what we said last time. It's Yosef. That there's nothing wrong in such a case of Yosef. That's not the Malach of Yosef. It's the.
You write
the letter. You mustn't do it because you're writing a letter.
Yes.
If the letter was written before Shabbos, an Aleph and a Beis, and you want to write, put them together on Shabbos, yes, that you can do. That's what we said. Yeah. So the Boshni is Aleph Beis cards that you've got. You've got Aleph Beis cards that children play with, the Maisa. So if they're full letters already of Aleph and Beis, and you want to put them together to make a word up, or you've got pictures of, I don't know, a whole story that took place, and you put the pictures next to each other, one after the other, you make a whole story.
Scrabble,
we said, l'chayr depends. So the Julax model, which we're going to come to, the Julax model sits in firmly. That's a bit worse. If it's loose, really, me'ekar din, mitzav kosher should be no problem. The only problem could be that since Scrabble, people write scores down only, you write down, there's a gezeira. Many poskim say one shouldn't play this game on Shabbos. There's a gezeira that a person might write down. But you've got dominoes, for example, there's no problem. Yeah, dominoes, no one writes down with dominoes. It's a posh game. You've got all the letters already there. There's no isatak of joining this together. Rami Kavanot will write down. You have to write down words often. What you got? You write down
scores.
Yeah, but you write down first of scores. You write down sometimes, and also people write down different words. They want to compare words.
You don't do that. You don't. It's just numbers.
Just numbers.
If you've got two numbers, many numbers, it's 1, 3. It could be sharp making a number.
And it's not in a hard surface. It doesn't go in a firm surface.
No.
Okay, so the Chayyah, to bring it up, bring it along tomorrow. Let me see what it looks like. I've got it over. Hey, that the Chayyah should be right. If that's true. What? Where are all these games from? Banana game? What game is that?
No loose.
And all loose. The Chayyah, they're all right. If you've got loose letters and you want to put them together and there's no game, you don't write down the scores, the Chayyah, there's no problem in some cases. I'm coming to that. It's coming tonight. Hopefully, yeah? Coming to that. That is the halacha mitzvah kosher. So what do we say? All these things are mutter to do. So a number lock, which we ask, can you use a number lock on Shabbos?
Why not?
Zichar. What?
Why not?
Why not? Exactly. So it's all different numbers, or even different letters, let's say, which you have to make a word up. But the letters are separate, yeah? Even if you make a code 321, there's nothing wrong. You're bringing the oishas together. You're bringing them near to each other.
Yes.
But all the letters are written already. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with doing that at all.
It's fixed.
It's not a frame, it's already in a frame, yeah? It's already all stuck there. It's not moving anything else, you're just moving it around, you're not fixing it more in.
No, okay. The share is only by letters or also by numbers?
Numbers also. If you make a number, Moshe is. Yes, so it's also mutter, yeah? Because it's all there already.
Yeah.
But if.
No, you take 6, 1.
Yeah, it's also mutter. Also allowed. Well, the 6 is written before Shabbos, the 1 is written before Shabbos, the 3 is before Shabbos. You put them all together, you want to advertise Tariyak, you want to write Sfiris Omer app, you want to write the Sfiris Omer app, you want to show everyone in these some shoes, they stick up the numbers, how it lies nice and wide. So you put tonight the 31st of the Omer.
I'm
afraid we'll come to a frame, 1 minute. So you put 31st, you take the 3 and the 1, you hold it up nice and high, and you show 31, that's mutter. Two numbers together, mutter. Who are in, if you want to call it a page number, some shoes they call it a page numbers. And not the shoes that you go to. But some shoes that they do, the Moshe score out that to page number 640. So they might take the numbers out, 640, put them together, hang them up, hang up like that, mutter, no problem at all. What was the problem, we said, is interesting. What was the problem is an interesting thing. Rabbi Avraham says, though, that to write a letter, to take a letter and stick it on a pareches, on, that means the person's got a letter, a whole letter, and he takes it on a pareches, sticks it onto a pareches, a chaf and a tof, yeah, kesef Torah, whatever he wants to write, and he puts that on the pareches, that is the problem. The big question is, what's wrong? Why is that a problem? It's two oishes that were already written. And what's wrong with joining together?
I mean, if you have two halves splitting in the middle.
Not splitting, I'm talking about two whole oishes.
But he takes a chop on the top, he puts a chop over here, and he puts a top over here, he sticks it on, so with a, well, forget about tofu and everything, that's around it without, no problem on tofu, who says the monger wrong, that's also to do.
Shai, why? You have two oishes, what should be wrong?
You've stuck
them out. Yeah. That is the problem. Why is that a problem? That's a big question. Mr. Brewer says, let me find Mr. Brewer here. Chaf on the top. Shin Chav Ois Ches. Shin, sorry, Shin Mem. Mishnah doesn't say why, actually. It just says it's also to do. Shin Mem Chapis. Also, lechaba oishis lekesem leparoichas. You mustn't join silver letters onto the parochas or kiyetzuba, or anything similar. To who ken kosev? That's it's called kosev. Let's make sure. What's going on? How does kosev come over here? So, Shlomo Zalman and many others learn that over here is a new kiddush in kosev. If you stick a letter which has got no backing on it, it's just a loose letter, and you stick that onto a frame, onto a backing, that gives a chashivas to the letter. It makes the letter much more choshev, and that now becomes kosev. So a person takes a loose letter, he's got a loose letter, and he sticks it onto something, that is the problem of kosher. A person's got a letter, a plastic letter, we spoke about last time, magnet, a plastic letter, he sticks it onto the fridge, that fridge is a backing that he mustn't do on Shabbos. Yeah?
Even without the word.
Even?
Even without making a word or something.
Yeah. Even one letter is also to do. You mustn't stick it out. Yeah. So that is the melacha of kosev, which a person is doing, is sticking a letter onto a backing. That makes the problem. So Lechovi said, scrabble. If your scrabble fits into a board, it sits in the board. It's going into a frame. That really makes it much more problematic. That is already a problem. Whenever you've got a frame and you stick something into a frame, that now becomes the melacha. You know, you get some of these games they play with. You have to get the order, the number 1 to 8 in order. But it's already in the frame. You're not doing anything. They are not adding anything. It was already in the frame before Shabbos. You have to just sort out the order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Get it around. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. It's a plastic game, like plastic numbers. It's all in a frame already. That Lechayah is mutter to play on Shabbos. Yeah, that's Lechayah, no problem. Yeah. That Lechayah is already in the frame. You're not adding anything to that. That Lechayah is mutter to do on Shabbos. We're talking about when you stick it into the frame. So Lechayah, that is a problem sticking frame. I must say, Ramosha is very machme. Ramosha says the Vor is not that it's being stuck on a frame, but Ramosha learns the Vor. Why is it a problem on a frame? Because he says when you stick it firmly onto something, you stick it tightly onto something, that is the Melacha Kosev. That means, according to Ramosha, if a person would have a magnet, an A, stuck on a backing, It's got a magnet on it, and you stick that magnet now on the fridge, so you've done nothing, according to the first Pshat, according to Shmuel Shabbos, because it's already on a frame. You put it onto the fridge, there's no problem. According to Ramosha, making it firm onto something, that itself is a problem of Kosev. It's an interesting Pshat, I don't know how we take on it, it might have relevance to what we're talking about today. But that is the Chilek, so the Maisa, Kirov Oishis is Mutter, bringing letters together is Mutter, but if you make it stick onto a backing, then it's also either Shai is according to Shlomo Zalman, many take on like this, because the backing is a chashivas, it gives a chashivas to the letter, and that's also. Or, nicely get this, I remember in one shul, I don't know if you can do it on Shabbos, some shuls have got a notice board, so they've got all different times for davening, so they've got a whole box there with all different numbers. So you take out a number, you stick it onto the board. That is a problem now on Shabbos, yeah? Even though the ois is already there, but the ois is now going onto a backing. It was never on a backing, it was a loose letter. What happens to the Sfirah is on a backing already. The Sfirah is on a plate.
No, the shul had changed it.
No, but the letter's on a frame. The letter other.
But
Yana's on a frame already. That is on a frame. It's got a backing to it already. It's going on to another book. It's going on to another one. But the frame, the letter's not by itself.
Yeah. The lama is not by itself.
No, it's on a piece of it's on a card.
That's right.
That's a demonstration. That's not wrong. That's the frame itself. This is written on a frame. This case over here is mutter, yeah? This case over here is on a frame. You're putting it on there. It's not being. There's nothing. There's no ksiva here. It's already written. The Smith oil is also. What? That's not, but a letter's Kirov Oishas Mutter. Is the letter on a frame? The letter's on a plastic. It's not a loose letter. It's on a glass, that's right. Yeah, that's the void. It's engraved onto something already in the letter. I better put this back. But that's already Mutter. That's not a problem. What would you say about Oishai? Now, this is where it's interesting. Now, let's say you've got half an aleph. You've got a top half of an aleph and a bottom half of an aleph. Can you put them together on Shabbos? Can you put them together here?
No, what?
They're painful.
You've got half an aleph, you've got two, one aleph broken in half. Half an aleph, you've got a top half of an aleph and a bottom half of an aleph. Can you put it together again on Shabbos?
No.
I'm sorry, is it? Now you must think to yourself, somebody, what's going on here? We just said Kiruv Oishius is no problem. Bringing letters near to each other is not a problem of Ksiva. The Issa of Ksiva is to write a letter. What happens over here? You've got two half of the letters and you bring it together. Is that a problem or not?
Loose. Not
anything to it. Nothing to it, no. It's just two half oishes.
Half oishes, nothing.
What?
Half oishes, nothing. Together.
Oh, there you go. So this, my friends, is a big machloikas over here. This is a big machloikas aposkim. This is the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Let's see if we find the Mishnah Berurah here. You understand the Shiloh? This is a bit worse than the whole letter. Even though you're just bringing letters together, but on the other hand, you're also making a letter over here. So it could be worse. Says the Ramah, let's just find it here. Mishnah Berurah, Shin Mem, Sifkot Yuzayin. So this is an interesting halacha here, Shin Mem, Sifkot Yuzayin. The Ramah says the following. Also the Shabbat Uga, Shekosvalea Kubin Oisius. Now we have to speak about this when we do Moichah, but this is an interesting kaila. I remember once going to someone's Simcha, very nice, they had a biscuits on the biscuit, which looked like a whole poem. Now what Shaila is, can you take that biscuit and break up the biscuit? What you're doing is you're, well, only man, take up the letter and break up the biscuit. So says the Ramah here, also the Shabbat Uga, Shekosvalea Kubin Oishis. You mustn't break up a cake which got Oishis on it. Even though he's only intending to eat it, to have a moich. That's called moich. Right, we have to see about this. The whole parasha itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, Shin Mem. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, eating is better. We come to eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, safer. You must realize this Shaila which I'm asking you about bringing letters together is very relevant. Lamoshal, in some library books, for example,
you can have over here sometimes
written on the white stuff over here a stamp, the Shoga Shabbos library. It's written over here. You open the book up, and you're doing the opposite. Now you're breaking the letters. When you close it, you're making the letters. Is that what is all the same Shailas over here? Lamoshal over here. I just picked up where I was at home. So you got a puzzle like this over here, yeah? Nice puzzle?
Well, it's
really thick. It's a really thick one. That's called the Moshe as well. But let's say you want to put a piece together. You want to. It's no whole piece by itself, yeah? It's all half pieces. Are you allowed now to make this on Shabbos? A jigsaw puzzle.
Ooh, the letters.
Now, is a picture. There's no chilek between letters and a picture, yeah? Letters, joining half letters together to make something, or joining half pictures together to make a picture. I mean, you can see there's no picture by itself.
It's mixed and broken up.
What? What would you say about this? I forgot to show you this before. Lost, I'm not very good. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos?
Why not?
What do you say, Rabbi? Can you do this on Shabbos?
Yes. There's no writing there.
It's not, first of all, they're making a house over here, and it's on a frame. It's on a frame.
It's made.
But you mustn't stick it onto a frame. That's the thing. You mustn't put onto a parochas. If you've got a letter which is loose, and you stick it onto a parochas, that is also to do. So the chayra, to stick this in on Shabbos, I mean, you have to know, it's a meaningful picture, but the house one, the marshal, I think, that is it represents a house. To stick that in over here, the chayra, I would have thought should be a bit of a problem.
You have
other base. The only thing is, what?
It's not made to stay like that.
So you're coming along with a new heter. A new heter, that sandwich is not made to stay. Let's explain what you're saying. So Zuk the Mishnah Berurah over here. So we're talking about the basic Shaila we're talking about over here is on the Sforim. You've got writing over the pages over here. And now when you open it, you're going to open it and close it. You're going to be doing Kosev and Moichah. As you open it up, you break it open, the letters break open, and when you close the safe at the end, you're doing the Issa Moichik. What?
Something new, that. A long days before the actual thing.
What do you call new?
To print things.
I've got some good news for you, my friend. If you like, I don't know how long ago Mr. Ruhr wrote this. Mr. Ruhr was talking much about this case.
My case.
I'll read out Mr. Ruhr. Mr. Ruhr says, the sefer shekosuvah lo baroshei chudei dapov oishis atavus. It's written on the side of the pages. That's what we're talking about, Mamish, here. It's written at the side of the pages, letters or words. Yeah? Yesh oisin apostle and olive Shabbos. Some say you mustn't open it and close it on Shabbos. Why? What's the problem with opening and closing the Shabbos? Because you're breaking the letters and opening the letters. And they're learning that the issur of kosev is to make a letter. That means, when do we say that kosev is motto if you've got the whole ois by itself and you bring it together? All you're missing is bringing a letter together. But if you're making a letter on Shabbos, the kira of ois doesn't help you at all. Bringing the letters together, if it's only a half an ois, that's awesome. You wouldn't meet an important point, this, my friends. They learn that Kirov Oishis, bringing just letters near to each other, is only mutter when you've got a whole letter and you bring that together. That everyone holds as mutter. They say that's mutter. When you've got half a letter and you bring that half a letter together, that's mummish making a letter, that's awesome. That's
how. Usually you use a lot of page together to make the letters. Yes.
Should be, yeah.
If the
same is open
for Shabbos, you'll have to use it to turn the page, to turn further page in the sefer, without closing the sefer.
I mean, because one page is nothing. Could be it's better in that case. It could be it's not nicker to one page, but you'll be it's not a very good story book. You're gonna be either you're not very good with that safe, it's not a very good safe, you're not only one page at a time.
Yeah, I'm not saying you have to turn page. If you've got safe open, it's not right on the side, you have to turn the page over. It's
not every paper, you turn 10 pages, you change it already. Even if it's open, you're still changing the letters.
You're not anything.
If you go on A, Lamosh, on one side, and now as you turn a page, the A is gonna break up or make more of an A.
No, it's open, it's not, you're not making
any more. The letters goes right across the pages.
Let's go across here.
Yeah. Right across, an A. Let's say it's an A, it goes right across.
Broken up.
Yeah, but it's broken up already. So if it's already completely broken up, and it's not nicker, you have to know. Then it could be you're not doing anything different. You have to know. So the Mishnah Berurah is. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that, yes, Oistrim. Lamaisa, we can understand very well this far over here, why it's also to do. Because what's happening over here is the Oistrim are coming together to make a word. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, I am a Sefer Dogma Ravava, Shed Sidid Lahokal. The Dogma Ravava is maker over here. Now, Mishnah Berurah is an interesting Svara. The Aviyah B'Shai Tshua, V'yesh Lissma Cholok, K'she'en Hashem, sorry. V'yesh Oishim, V'yesh Oishim, V'yesh Oishim, V'yesh Oishim, V'yesh Oishim, V'chein K'she'en Oishim, V'yesh Oishim, V'yesh Oishim, sorry, the Ramah himself in Shai Tshuas is Mekel. V'chein Das Haba Achronim, so many Achronim Mekel. Why? V'tamom, the Kibben to Osu Lino Lithuah, since this safe is made to open and close, the Bichir is not a Mishnah Berurah, you better sit down for this. Mishnah Berurah says, since this safe is made to open and close, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lekha Bey Mishum Machika Kasina, none do rubbing out and writing. He said, it's doing it to a door. Have you ever heard that you can't open the door of the house? Okay, when you open your door, you're breaking the building. This machitza over here is complete. Person walks into the house, opens the door, barges through, opens the house, he's broken a machitza. Why is that mutter? Because it's open to open and close.
From a sukkah.
Yeah, open roof. Now I'm asking you, do you understand what Mishnah Berurah means? Yeah. What's kosev got to do with moichik? What's kosev got to do with binyan? In kosev, there's no din it has to be joined together to make something which stand. In binyan is halacha, you join halachim together. Something which is omer to open and close all the time, you can say that. In kosev, there's a big chiddush. No, but I don't understand what Mishnah Berurah means over here. That's a big chiddush. We'll have to see the Bezoshem tomorrow. But it's an interesting point. Meister Mishnah Berurah brings down, and we haven't finished yet at this point yet, but the Meister Mishnah Berurah brings down as a sub to sexual mutter because it's omer to binyan. Like binyan is mutter open and close, that which omer lies mutter. Who are they in this case over here? All right, wait a second.
Thank you.